Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Of course, we get geared up soon for the Eagles and the Rams out in L.A. this weekend. But as we do, we try to digest the bizarre last 24 hours with the Eagles, with the news of Carson Wentz's injury and sort of like leaks to the media and Doug Peterson speaking at the podium and Nick Foles getting ready to play and Carson could play, but he might not play, or maybe he can't play, or maybe he'll play later this year, or maybe they'll shut him down. Some weird stuff there. We'll talk about it today. Also, of course, the Flyers, they lose last night late. They lose horribly. Horrible loss. Two goals up with a minute and a half to go, they lose the game. Sixers with a very bad loss themselves. For some reason, they can't play good against the Nets. They don't defend their guards very well. Phillies, we wait on Harper and Machado. Temple's got a new head football coach. They're going to introduce him. So we got a lot to hit today. We'll do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Again, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich! What's up,
Bob? Sales of Rolaids, Alka-Seltzer, and Tums jumped 20% in December.
Why would that be?
Stress, man.
More heartburn and all that.
Stress-induced heartburn, worrying about the holidays.
Wow. Okay.
Buying gifts, running around, having to deal with the crush at the shopping places of traffic and lines.
All right. I guess not having kids puts me in a different category.
True.
I mean, really, right? I mean, it's got to be
absolutely.
Not having kids got to be a huge difference.
For what it's worth.
Wait. Did you really just say that? Puts me in a different category, not having kids? It sure does. This time, my gosh, man. That's just now occurring to you?
No, but I mean, all right. You know, there you go.
It's crazy. This is crazy, Joe.
When I think of Rolaids, I always will think of the
Rolaids relief man, yeah. Of course.
Right.
Really?
For what it's worth, Alka also
in the 80s.
Alka also the number one suggestion I got for naming my daughter. I was like, thank you. It's very, very creative, everybody.
That's great.
All right, guys, let's get to this Carson Wentz thing. And again, 888-729-9494. Let me just say this, John, out of the gate. I don't really know what's going on. But something to me don't smell right. We talked about this yesterday after the news had come down, and you and I were grappling with it, speculating, and I think in many ways, you know, we probably still will be. But I'm curious, and again, from everyone in 888-729-9494, as you evaluate this situation, as we understand it, if something doesn't seem to pass the smell test here with the Carson Wentz situation, now let me just say this. Player gets hurt. Look, I'm not one to doubt face value of injuries often. It's just not something I believe in doing. Players, obviously, it's a very violent sport. Players get hurt. We understand that. Here's where, to me, something, and I don't know what, but something doesn't seem right to me. John, as you and I talked about it yesterday, the head coach is at the podium at 10:45. He announces that Carson's out for the day with an injury, back spasms. With his back, right? He's got the back soreness and tightness. He's not practicing today. Status for Sunday, uncertain. A mere like 20, 30 minutes later, you get a leaked tweet. You get leaked information to a national reporter, Ian Rappaport, with a tweet that indicates that Carson Wentz may not play the rest of the year. Now, issue number one, as I say it, spasms, soreness, tightness, on a Wednesday, prior to a game on a Sunday, and then word through a leak that he might not play the rest of the year, just on the surface strikes me as very odd.
That is broken. You don't know on a Wednesday,
right?
that a player who's been playing through an injury,
correct,
for much of this season, supposedly.
Correct.
All of a sudden can't play on Sunday, on Wednesday?
Who did not?
That's broken.
Right, John? And who did not, again, connect the dots day for a second here. Again, 888-729-9494. He did not according to the Eagles, Doug Peterson, have any like real new injury in the latest game. So it wasn't like there's a play. Oh my God, he just got hurt. Wasn't one of them.
Well, you know what? Why can we even expect that any of this is straight up anymore? Like that any of this is honest? Like we are supposed to be. Well, the NFL, first of all, they are probably looking into, you know, validity and honesty in terms of reporting injuries at this point now.
And here's the thing.
This has dealt another blow to my belief system that held the Eagles above all others.
Well,
that could do no wrong last year. Like, this is deceptive.
It feels that way. Again, 888-729-9494. Now, I'm not saying Wentz isn't hurt. I want to be clear about it. I'm not saying he's not hurt. But it's about degrees of hurt, and it's about the motivation either of the Eagles or Carson Wentz's camp to, like, is one side looking to get him off the field? And you know, I hate to ask that because, you know, Wentz, the competitor, you think he'd want to play. The Eagles, you'd think they'd want to have Wentz. But he has been playing poor football. He's been playing really poor. By the way, John just exploded like a can of something on his face. I don't know, would you open a can and explode it on your face?
Can you see what just happened there?
What was that?
I just crushed my can of soda.
Whoa.
My God.
I was trying to smush the, like, it was a deformed can at the top.
Sure.
You know, like, I don't know, maybe it got too cold. I was trying to smush it back down, and I blew the can up. Yeah. The can blew up in my face.
You can see it's all in front of you. There's soda.
Very bizarre. All right, so here, guys, here's another, to me, another red flag. The leak and the leaking. Like, what is, like, someone explain to me the leak and the leaking. So who gives this to Ian Rappaport? And what is the motivation for Ian Rappaport to have information 20, 30 minutes after Doug Peterson stands at the press conference and gives no indication that Carson could be out for the rest of the year? And then, like, less than a half an hour later, Ian Rappaport, national reporters, reporting he might be out for the rest of the year. Who gives it to him? What is the motivation? I don't know the answers to those questions. I just know contained within the wonderment of that situation, something again seems fishy. Ian Rappaport either gets this from the Philadelphia Eagles or from Carson Wentz's side. There's no third side. You get it from the Eagles or you get it from Carson Wentz's agent. Well, if he gets it from the Eagles, why? Why are the Eagles giving this information to Ian Rappaport? Doug Peterson has previously talked about, you know, in the lead up to week one of the season, week two of the season, that he didn't want to divulge who his starting quarterback was going to be for those games. Remember this? Because he wanted a competitive advantage in football games where the other team would have to prepare. Hey, are we facing Wentz or are we facing Foles? Doug Peterson's been on the record talking about that. So if the Eagles leaked that information, why'd they do it? If Doug Peterson stood at the podium yesterday at 10:45.
They didn't do it.
So you think it came from Carson Wentz's side?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go to that. And very well may be the case. Why would Carson Wentz's side leak it? Is it about get off my client? Is it, hey, my client hasn't been playing well, get off his back? Pardon the pun? Like,
yes, I think, yes, that is part of it. But in the grand scheme, if you're Carson's, you know, team, everything is focused on getting him the most money as possible here in the next year or two, right?
Well, in about 4 months, yeah.
I think it will be in about 4 months. That's why, you know, that is not rectifiable to me either. Like, if I'm that team, I'm saying, listen, this season is looking bad.
Right.
The memory of this season, if you stop playing now, is atrocious. You got to put some good game. You got to string together some top performances to leave that lasting image in the minds of the Eagles brass and of this city.
Right.
You know, so that's what I don't get this part. Like, well, hey, we're, you know, stepping out, bowing out because of an injury that I've been playing with anyway.
Sure.
You know, like, it's just become too much to handle. I don't want to feel the way I feel inside, but I, you know, again, I feel like I trust the Eagles less, and that's for a variety of reasons. Just, you know, we're learning more, and the more I learn, the less I like.
Yep.
But, I mean, is this, you know, Carson's side being slimy?
See,
you know, like, that is what I don't want to find out, because my impression, my feeling of Carson all along is just so stand up and a guy that I am proud to love.
Yeah.
You know, what is this?
Well, it certainly, John, it would not it certainly would not escape the possibility in my mind that Carson Wentz's agent may prefer Carson not play to try to bolster the $140 million thing coming down the pike instead of play.
But I don't think that does. You know,
like, that's a whole nother aspect, because now you bring up a whole nother layer of injury history. It's another season where maybe he doesn't finish the season, which we saw last year, which would be 2 out of 3 years. He doesn't get to the finish line. And then you say, well, okay, in January and February, let's say the Eagles season ends at the beginning of January. In January and February, when these negotiations are happening, you know, then it hurts their leverage that if you're the Eagles, you say, well, 2 out of 3 years, you didn't finish the season.
Oh.
Like, see, and
that's huge.
That's massive.
And, you know, 2 of 3 years, the way that you finish the season is not on par with what we want in our franchise quarterback.
Absolutely. Like, here's the thing. And again, 888-729-9494. I guess what I'm asking, amongst other things, is what do you think is really going on? Do you, like, believe the situation on face value, or do you agree with my instincts that something, and I don't know what, but something doesn't add up? Like, John,
how crazy is this? Why don't we have more information? Will we ever get the information necessary to understand what's going on?
Well, I would love for someone, the next time Doug speaks, which I believe is tomorrow, I would love for a reporter to ask Doug, did a member of the Philadelphia Eagles organization leak in, to the best of your knowledge, leak information to Ian Rappaport yesterday?
Listen, need to construct.
And just see what he says.
Because I'm with you.
Why?
Let's construct an outline of must-ask questions for Doug Peterson.
Right.
For tomorrow.
And the thing that really, I guess,
get
John,
to the bottom of this.
Maybe more than anything else that hits me when I think of the fishiness.
The tough word.
It just strikes me like someone, some faction, some side, I don't know who, someone doesn't want Carson on the field. Either the agent, the Eagles team that has seen him not play well in recent weeks, Carson himself.
It's not Carson. Is not Carson.
I don't think it's Carson either.
Unless my world is upside down and this is bizarro Philadelphia Eagles football.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah. I think Carson is fighting this, if I know him at all.
I agree with you on
that. How much of this is the Eagles staff? How much of this is the Eagles front office? You know, how much of this is the Eagles saying, hey, guys, we need a spark?
Well, that's the thing.
And Carson's not giving us that.
Does Doug just think Nick Foles is better right
now? Can we manufacture a spark and do this without hurting Carson's feelings? Can we? I mean, there are so many possibilities here.
And again,
is he really hurt?
Right. And here's John, I agree with you. And just to add on to that, because they weren't transparent at that press conference, they put themselves in the position of having to deal with the public speculation.
Well, yeah, you're right.
This was brought on themselves because they said one thing in a press conference, and then the leaks began. And by the way, the leaks didn't happen just with Ian Rappaport. John, let me tell you this. Adam Schefter on Twitter. All right. No, not on Twitter. I just from Schefter's Schefter was on TV yesterday and ESPN articles from ESPN.com. I mean, ESPN.com, the article on Wentz. It starts off by saying this. The Philadelphia Eagles are concerned that quarterback Carson Wentz won't play on Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams because of back injury, and have told Nick Foles to be ready to play. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. Now, just think about this for one moment. That sentence, like we get that just from what Doug said.
Hold on.
There's no breaking news in that. Doug stood there at the podium yesterday and said that Carson might not play, which thereby Nick Foles has to get ready.
The sentence is dumb anyway.
But think about this.
They have told Nick Foles to be ready to play?
Yeah, well.
He already knows.
Totally,
I mean, he's practicing with the starters.
Correct.
To play.
My point is.
Told him to be ready to play?
My point is we already knew that. So when ESPN has Adam Schefter, quote, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter, someone's talking to Schefter. Someone's talking to Rappaport. Who is doing that? Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? I mean, the head coach in the beginning of the year made a hell of a thing about, I don't want the other team to know who my quarterback's going to be. I want the other team to prepare for two quarterbacks. Why is someone talking to all of these national people when locally he stood at the podium and didn't indicate the big picture, hey, it might be done for the year thing?
Guys, and if you're this coaching staff, if you're this front office, if you're the Eagles, do you really want to open this can of worms for not this season? I'm talking about the whole offseason and the lead up to next regular season. Do you really want the Nick Foles versus Carson debate to rage
on
for the next year and more?
Right,
like,
so
what you're doing now is ensuring that this is reignited. Like, step carefully here.
Whole nother thing. All right, 888-729-9494. What's going on? Not really sure. But something doesn't add up.
Something fishy.
What do you make of it? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.